Now back to Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.
If you're just joining us, welcome to another extremely interesting hour on Experts on Call. If you're a CEO or a decision maker with your organization and are finding that modifications are needed to your office space, perhaps from a size standpoint or maybe to benefit a shifting or hybrid workforce, this conversation is timely. Our guest this hour is Darren Fleming, CEO, broker of record with Real Strategy. And a quick reminder as well that their web address is realstrategy.com. So, Darren, a decision maker knows that changes are needed and wants to review his or her current floor space and offerings. What is the very first thing that individual should do?
So, first off, don't assume that the end of your lease is the only time you can do anything. I think that's really a misnomer. I think be open to possibilities. Be aware that the way we've done it before, and this is radio, I can't make air quotes, doesn't necessarily apply when you're making wholesale change to how we've stored paper in our offices, how we expect people to come in. What do we expect them to do when we get there? Many of our spaces were designed for conference call phones. They didn't have the use of video as prevalent as I think we're going to be doing it going forward. If our attendance levels are down, many of our meeting rooms and offices are the wrong size. You know, we had a lot of 6 to 8 person meeting rooms. Now I think we're going to have a lot of 3 or 4 person meeting rooms because half the team may be remote. I think what they want to do as well, and maybe this is the most important, is anytime they have a belief statement that puts all of their employees in one bucket, and they sound like, well, everybody at my company, XYZ, or all of them all the time, like this just does not apply to humans. And I think going in with the approach that this is a learning experience, that we're going to spend the next 3 to 5 years understanding how we as humans, certainly in Ottawa, use office space, means that at best, when we toss the dart, we're going to hit that second ring of the bullseye. So we want to make sure that our space can be easily tweaked without having to hit it with a sledgehammer and costing us a whole bunch more money.
Community services and giving back has always been part of the Real Strategy philosophy. Darren, recently you were involved with the Save the Rainbow Bistro initiative. Let's talk about that one.
One of the things that's great about Real Strategy is that we are a completely local and locally owned company. And we believe that being, you know, a good corporate citizen means giving back. And when I heard about the Rainbow Bistro going down, I don't know the last time you were there, Dave, but you know that place is special. They've brought incredible music acts to Ottawa, but at the same time, they've also been launch points for so many wonderful musicians who've gone on to really do great things in the world. And the thought that that place might go away during the pandemic, it was just not something I was willing to tolerate. So when Kevin Ford over at Calian was putting together a team of, you know, 10 CEOs who each had to put in $5,000, my hand went up right away. And they've done a great job in there. And that place is really set up for success for a long time.
Now, you have other involvements as well. I believe you're involved with some soup kitchens and other community organizations.
Yeah, our team, you know, I really like to encourage folks to give back. We have a guy who's been a longtime member of the military and the primary reserves in West Stinson. And he's on his way out right now as he's transitioning full time into real estate. But we've got other folks who volunteer with the Barhaven Food Cupboard. We were one of the sponsors that brought Up With People back to Canada for the first time in 20 years. That was a lot of fun. I volunteer often with Junior Achievement because I think financial literacy and entrepreneurship and young people is important. But this year, our focus is going to be supporting the Governor General's Foot Guard, where Wes and I are both alumni of, in their 150th celebration by sponsoring a youth award. So that's part of the year of celebration that's been going on. And I can't wait to tell you more about that event's coming up down the pipe.
Oh, looking forward to hearing about it as well, Darren. Now, something else we talked about during the break, and this is interesting too. You just outfitted or retrofitted, if you like, or helped a new client get on board with some of their changes. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. This week we are really proud to go and visit our client Sicot Gilbo in their new space out in Orleans. These guys have been a long time law firm centered in Ottawa's East End, but their space had kind of grown over time, as is very common with a growing company. You take some space and then you take a little more and you take a little more. And over time, their space had kind of gotten chopped up and really didn't have a coherent sense of place. And you should see their new space, Dave. It is just full of natural light with these huge windows. And, you know, when we were talking to our point of contact in there, as we're going through, said, well, what kind of feedback have you got from staff and visitors? So people come into their space now and they just blown away. And they say, this is so peaceful and wonderful here. I just want to stay longer. Can you imagine saying that about your lawyer's office? And the staff are excited to come back. It's in a great location for them. It's got all the things they need. It is just beautiful, beautiful magnetic space.
Terrific. Now, let's go back to some of the services that you offer, Darren, and I'd like to talk a little bit about the free lease review. Maybe you could touch on that to begin with, and then I'd like to talk about the office space calculator, which I think could be an invaluable tool for almost any business. So let's talk about the free lease review first.
Sure. The free lease review is a really interesting promotion we've got going on right now, where we sit down with you, go through your lease, and really listen to you and ask questions about where you're trying to take your company. We typically go in and we'll walk your space with you, take some measurements so that we can go away and say, look, here's what you're doing now in terms of space. But here's what's possible given, you know, some of the things we know about creating hybrid workplaces, some of the strategies that you're looking to put into place. And then we can give you options in the marketplace or options with your existing space to make that transformation come to fruition. It's very high touch. Often involves some interviews of the senior leaders and a staff survey. We've been doing it for the last few months now, and we've got some incredible feedback from our clients. They really love the approach.
Oh, sounds terrific. Now, what about the office space calculator? That sounds to me like it could be a pretty valuable tool as well.
Yeah, a lot of the, I'll say, diagnostic tools that are available on the internet are actually really hard to use, and they're really general. They don't allow for a lot of customization, and in many cases, they actually just send the information directly to a salesperson who then wants to call you. So we were searching for a tool, frankly, for ourselves, where we could be in your space and have a web-optimized app on your phone that you could do this stuff on the fly. So with a little bit of coaching from us, it's pretty easy to use. You can just plot in, well, how many desks, how many workstations, and on the fly figure out with a very high degree of accuracy how much space you need. Now, if you want to create magnetic space, I think we've covered the fact that it's more than just having, you know, chairs and desks. But it sure is a nice, quick and easy way that's completely free to get at least in the ballpark of how much space you're going to need.
Now, I would suspect that one of the challenges, one of the main challenges that you would face would be to change the mindset of companies that might be a little reluctant for change. And even though you know and they know, they need change.
You're right. You know, humans, we don't like change. In fact, we go out of our way to avoid it. There's a great book called Immunity to Change that came out of from a couple of Harvard professors a couple of years ago, and they basically postulate that you know, if your doctor tells you got to cut salt in your diet, you might turn around and say, well, flavor is important to me. You know, if I have to cut salt, maybe I don't want to live. And people have these types of statements and beliefs about space, about what it means to be an employee in their company. They say things like, well, idea creation only happens best in person, or that everybody in my company is going to need 100% the same thing. So one of the things we do is we listen for those belief statements and say, well, you know, let's have a conversation about it. Why don't we ask them? How about we do a bit of an engagement and get some data on that? And many times the data doesn't support those statements. And we find a data-driven approach is the best way to not change people's mind, but maybe show them that there's some other opportunities out there, that maybe that strategy that they've been using before isn't the best one with what we know today. And the really surprising but gratifying piece is that when we've given our clients the opportunity to have engagement and talk to their employees, almost 100% of these executives are really happy to do that and are grateful for the opportunity because they really value their incredible people.
And Darren, with real strategy, it all comes down to a magnetic space.
Dave, at Real Strategy, we believe that incredible people deserve amazing space, a space that has a positive pull that makes them want to come in. And we call that space magnetic. We think that's the secret sauce that can take your company from being, you know, an okay place to work where people are maybe satisfied to a place where they tell all their friends and family that this is the best place they've ever worked. And maybe you want to come work there, too.
Darren, we're going to jump in here with a quick break. We'll get back to our conversation on the magnetic space in just a moment. Darren Fleming, of course, CEO and broker of record with Real Strategy. Experts on call on Newstalk 580 CFRA. Back in a sec.
We'll return with more Experts on Call on Newstalk 580 CFRA.